Ladies and gentlemen, Herb Weisbaum is one of America's top consumer experts. He's been protecting consumers for more than 40 years, warning them about scams, bad deals, dangerous products, and false advertising. His goal is to save you time, save you money, and help you make smarter decisions. Herb?
Who is this guy?
Wait a minute. I'm not done. You know how every once in a while you say, I don't read all of your credits. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay. So here it comes. Herb is contributing editor at checkbook.org, a nonprofit organization based in Washington, D.C. He publishes unbiased reviews, undercover price research, and advice in local business. Okay, that's enough.
That's enough. And I'm with you all the time.
But there's a lot more. I mean, it is amazing, Herb. I mean, your credentials are just unbelievable.
Thanks. Well, I specialized in one thing and did it for a lot of years and enjoyed doing it, let me tell you.
The Today Show, I mean, CBS News, I mean...
Landecker.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Sometimes your career takes a change. What can I tell you?
Well, I appreciate it.
Okay.
I mean, I think we do. I think, we actually put out some information that are
absolutely
consumers
that's
can
why
use.
I love being with you. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, many people, summer vacations perhaps, possibly.
Yeah.
Going to a hotel, possibly. And from what I have here, I understand that you have something to say about hotel horror stories.
Yes.
And we tips just on how to find a nice room at a good price.
Yeah, we just did a podcast recently. I also do a podcast. It's called Consumerpedia, consumerpedia.org. And we did it about hotel horror stories. And we started out by sharing horror stories. Do you have a hotel? I mean, have you ever had like an absolutely, you wound up at the Bates Motel?
Okay. Let's put it this way. How do I say this? I had a hotel horror story. I'm not going to say where or what the hotel was.
Okay.
I should have suspected something was up because it wasn't that expensive. So I get in there, and the sink for the bathroom is in the entryway to the hotel room itself.
Oh, my God.
Okay? I mean, right? You follow?
Yeah.
And then the actual bed itself rocked. Like it was,
the vibrating bed.
It was not a water bed. It was like a raft going down a river.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, I should have known.
Yeah.
But that's as bad as it's gotten.
I shared my story and it was basically the same thing. When my wife and I were first married, and by the way, John, she's downstairs listening to you on the smart speaker right now.
Hey-ho.
We were told that I went to the Hotel Taft in New York City where my grandfather took me when I was 13 years old. Fabulous hotel on Fifth Avenue. And the travel agent said, the price is really ridiculously cheap. I think they had a multi-million dollar renovation to try to get people to come back again. She meant to say it needed a multi-million dollar renovation. We got in. There was nothing in the lobby, just the marble floor, no furniture. Go upstairs. What? And the wallpaper is off the walls, like someone had steamed off the wallpaper, went into the room, and it was, we decided to stay, and there was this, like, fungus growing on the pipes going up from the toilet. In the morning, when my wife, and I love you, Deb, even though you're downstairs listening, I still love
you. Shout out to Debbie.
She stayed with me. Yeah. the shower had no hot water, and she said, that's it, we're out of here. And I went downstairs to the front desk and said, there's no hot water. And they looked at me like, for this rate, you expect hot water? And we called another hotel, moved to another hotel, called my credit card up, and they paid me all the money back. They refunded all the money I had paid for this hotel. God bless my wife for sticking with me. But yes, a horrible hotel experience can absolutely ruin your business trip or your vacation. Yeah. So just a couple of tips we shared in the podcast. Beware of pictures. They always make it look wonderful in pictures, and pictures don't tell the whole story. Beware of reviews. reviews. Again, you can't trust reviews. AI, artificial intelligence, writes reviews. Yep. They pay people to write reviews. Yep. Be very, very careful of reviews. If you know somebody in that city, maybe check with them and see if they have some suggestions of where a place might be you might stay. Read reviews from independent people. There are people who, for a living, actually write travel reviews. And read those reviews and check with them and see what they recommend. If you do wind up at the Bates Motel, absolutely complain. If it's a corporation, write to corporate. And if you put it on a credit card, contact your credit card company if it was horrendous and let them know what happened. You may be able to get some or all of your money back. Those are some of the and if you're going to travel, especially, John, if it's a complicated trip or overseas or a cruise ship, something like that, we cannot strongly urge you enough to use a travel agent. They are working for you. They know what's going on. They travel. A good travel agent travels to places and can make suggestions to you. If something goes wrong, they are there on your side to try to help you. In many cases, depending on what you're doing, like when we book our cruises, the travel agent doesn't charge us anything. He gets a commission from the cruise ship, but he knows all the tricks and knows where to stay the night before and knows how to get us a better cabin and all that kind of thing. So if you're traveling and it's complicated, more than just doing it yourself, you're looking for a hotel and an airfare, consider using a good travel agent. They are worth their weight in gold. And certainly if something goes wrong, if you're overseas, as we were once, and the flight got canceled, and it's like it's 4 o'clock in the morning, what do? And we called back to Seattle, and he took care of us and got us on another flight. They can really earn their weight in gold, truly.
Yeah, I would never, ever consider, if I were going to make a trip that took me out of the country for any reason whatsoever, doing it on my own. I don't know anything about that. That's, you know what I'm saying? I mean, sure, I can call up an airline. I can make a reservation. I can call up a hotel. I can make a reservation. But I'm not going to take the enormity of a trip outside the country for a vacation or whatever when I've got, as you say, travel agents who do this for, guess what? A living.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah. The internet makes us feel so empowered, which is sometimes the case and sometimes not. The other tip, by the way, is we've price shopped and found because of deals that are contracts that are written, you'll probably not get, except for maybe a few dollars, you'll never get a significantly better deal just buying a hotel from buying it from the hotel chain itself, going to the hotel's website. Yeah. Go to the hotel website. That way, if there's a problem, you're dealing with a hotel and not some middle company that's saying, well, the hotel says you booked it through this booking service. And, you know, you'll probably do much better off if you stick with the hotel itself. I always book right on the hotel's website, get the same price I would get if I use one of these big booking services. And if there's ever a problem, I go right to the hotel and deal with them. So that's the other tip we shared in this thing. The prices really aren't that, the savings we found are not at all or significant when you use some of these travel websites.
You know, I came to the same conclusion that you just said. When you know, going to book a trip or, you know, to Los Angeles or something or whatever, and to see my kid. And I always go to the website of the company that I'm using. I did one of these third-party things once, and I just felt really sort of weird about it. Nothing, I mean, nothing bad happened, but it's just, why don't I just go straight to the source? Why do I need a middleman, so to speak?
You know? There's enough that can go wrong when you're traveling. Why not make it simple?
Oh, good idea.
Right?
See, that's why Herb does what he does.
So it's consumerpedia.org is the web address. If you want to listen to this, consumerpedia.org. You'll hear about one of our editors talked about her stay at the Creepy Doll Hotel.
So you've got digital coupons. We talked about this once.
We did, and this is a follow-up, and it's actually a sort of a positive follow-up. So the gist of this story is that all the supermarkets now have these digital coupons, and as we've discussed with you before, John, they can be so darn complicated to use. There are millions of Americans in this country that don't have smartphones to do this, and millions of Americans who don't have broadband internet access that can't do this, so they can't take part in this at all, that the digital divide is keeping them out. But even if you're savvy with technology and know what you're doing, it can be really difficult to load these coupons, to scan the coupons. It works sometimes. It doesn't work other times. I was following it at a local supermarket chain in the Seattle area and got problems almost every other time I visited there. And some of the overcharges were, you know, simple, 38, 40 cents. Some of them were $8. So you're talking about a lot of money if this happens. So anyway, 3 years ago, this is how long ago we've been following this for you. A coalition of consumer groups urged a dozen of the largest U.S. supermarket chains, and this is their wording, to stop discriminating against senior citizens and low-income shoppers who can't take advantage of these digital-only coupons. And actually, we have some progress. It appears that Kroger's, the supermarket giant, the second largest supermarket chain in America, listened to this and is now providing a solution. They are providing weekly digital deals handouts at some of their store entrances or customer service desks. And for the stores that have them, consumers can simply go in, take one of these things, do their shopping, see which items are on the digital deals that week, the advertised specials. And then when they get to checkout, they simply hand the checker this sheet, and they scan the barcode at the bottom. And with that one single scan, with that one single barcode, all the digital discounts on that sheet are automatically loaded into your account, and you get credit for them. Wow, isn't that simple?
Yeah, it almost sounds just like having a coupon.
It almost makes it sound like, why'd it take them so long?
Well, I mean, you know, you walk in, they give you this digital coupon, right? I mean, I'm trying to follow.
They give you a sheet sometimes, right?
Right, yeah. And then does that tell you the items that are on sale when they give you this?
Yes. Okay. If you go to my store, you'll see a picture of there, but it says weekly digital deals at the top. And then it tells you everything that's on sale. You know, cherries are on sale and pickles.
Right.
And then you can buy those items if you want. And then when you get to checkout, just give the checker this slip. They scan that one barcode and all of that stuff. If you bought any of that stuff, you get the discount for that. I think that's pretty cool.
And you wouldn't need to have the ability of a smartphone
or
to
do this, broadband at home to load all the stuff onto your card, your membership card or whatever. So it's a lot easier. Yeah. Now, I did a little bit of checking. Not all Kroger-owned brands are participating in this effort. You know, they own a lot of places. I checked in my area. Two of the major chains in the Seattle area, Fred Meyer and QFC, are doing it. I called around in your area, Mariano's locations. They told me they do have the digital flyers available. When I called Harris Teeter in Maryland, they told me they don't have a similar offer. So it's not yet at every single one of the Kroger stores. I contacted Kroger and said, could you tell us what's happening here, which ones, why you're doing this? No response whatsoever. But we did get a copy of one of the recordings from their June statement, you know, the thing they do to stockbrokers every quarter, their forward-looking statement. And they said they're trying, deliberately trying to make things easier for customers to be able to use these digital coupons. And that's great. And we applaud them for doing this. And I hope other stores, Albertsons, which owns Safeway and many, many other stores in the area, still uses the old-fashioned way, which is sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. That's the chain I've been having a problem with. It would be nice if they started to do this and some of the other stores as well. We pointed out in the article, John, that if you really want to make things easy, there's a chain called Stop and Shop that's on the East Coast and down south. I don't know if you've ever been to a Shop and Stop store. Stop and Shop store.
I have not.
But they actually have a kiosk in the store, and if you go into the store and either put your membership card or put your phone number in, it automatically loads all the digital deals onto your account right then and there, which just shows you that, you know, it's called a saving station, and you go in there and just all that advertised coupons are automatically loaded onto your accounts. It shows how easy the stores could do it if they really wanted to do it. And that's what I've been saying, and these consumer advocates have been saying for 3 years now. If you want to give me the sale price, if you want me to save money, just give it to me. Stop making it so hard. Stop making me use Morse code. You know, I hope more stores will do this and make it easy, because food prices are up. People need to save money. And we found when this first started, there were a lot of seniors that we spoke to that they thought by simply having the shopping card that they have from the store, the membership card, they thought these deals were automatically loaded into their account, and they're not. You have to take the extra steps. Some stores use QR codes. Some stores use barcodes. Sometimes you have to click the coupon and say clip after you load it into your phone. Sometimes it's automatically loaded. Sometimes it gives you the coupon. Sometimes it gives you the 200 coupons. They're available, and you have to find the right one. It shouldn't be that difficult to save some money on some Claus and pickles, for crying out loud, right?
Yeah, you make a good point. I think senior citizens who, you know, I think have a, speaking as a senior citizen, have a bit of difficulty keeping up with the technical advancements that seem to be happening all the time on a lot of different fronts, like you're talking about digital coupons, and there were smartphones and what smartphones can do and the internet and what you can do on the internet. It's not, you know, older brains, I believe, do not adapt as quickly as young people do. And I've heard some people say, well, you know, I'm not going on the internet. I'm not getting a smartphone. Well, I suppose that's their decision. But, you know, I've had some difficulty trying to keep up with these, I don't know, what do you want to call them? Advancements, changes, changes, you know, like you're talking about a coupon at a grocery store, okay? I know what a coupon at a grocery store is. I remember going to clipping it out of the newspaper and going to the grocery store to use a coupon. No, we don't do that anymore. We have this digital operation. Well,
here's what's even worse, John. Yeah. If you're savvy and have the technology, as I am, you do it and it still doesn't work. That's the problem. It's like, I mean, I have a smartphone, I have internet access, I know how to use it. And I actually went up to the manager at a store once and I said, it's not working. I just loaded these coupons, I just checked out, and I get this, you know, sir, you're gonna have to learn how to use digital technology.
See, there you go.
You got some gray. And I said, no, go do it. So the manager went and did it. She goes, damn, it didn't scan in. It didn't give you credit for any of your coupons. Hello. This is what I'm talking about. So here's my tip, and I've said this for a year now. When you get done at the checkout counter, any store, it's a drugstore, any kind of thing where there's a coupon involved, a digital coupon, check the receipt and make sure you're getting credit for that. If it's a 2-for-1, if it's a buy one, get one free, if it's a 50% off, whatever it is, because I guarantee you sooner or later you will find, and we talked to people in the Chicagoland area from my original story, and they said, man, we go and we don't get credit, or there's 4 times the miles if you buy this thing today. They didn't get the 4 times the miles. They had to call up the Kroger, the 800 number, and get the credit, which is a pain in the butt. So if you're going to stop and before you leave, make sure you got what you're supposed to get. And if you're not, go in and tell them, I didn't get credit for this. Give me credit. They should not be telling you you can get these discounts and sales if you're not getting them.
Good advice as usual. Hope to talk to you soon, Herb. Thanks for
being
on tonight.
All right. Be well. Okay.
You too.